What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
You know what? Usually it's fantastic, but we've had no hockey here for 11 days, and it seems like way longer than that. It seems like it's been months since we've seen hockey. Fortunately, one of the last games on the schedule that were played was the Rangers out west against the Avalanche. So at least we got to see them like right at the end.
Yeah, one last time.
But man, it feels like many moons ago that we were talking about anything actually happening in the NHL or elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a little somber mood here in the studio today without hockey.
Yeah,
we
have our flags at half mast.
Yeah, it's like it sucks because there's just nothing to watch. There's nothing to do. It's like I've done this twice now where I've went on my TV and try to pull up games and I'm like, oh crap, there's no hockey on, and it's just awful.
I've just been on YouTube trying to like watch like highlights, fight highlights, save highlights, all that.
Best of Bob Probert.
Well, yeah, that's that's one that never gets old. But I've been actually trying to, you know, up my own game in the beer league because, you know, this shutdown has affected the NHL, AHL, ECHL, and now it's trickled its way all the way down to the BHL. So
all the way down to the BHL.
So we're all being affected here.
No refunds given either.
No refunds. No, shot directly at Jack's ice.
Yes, a shot 100% directly
shots
at
fired.
Jack. Shots fired. Come at us.
To be fair.
You want me to?
I was hoping you were gonna sing.
You don't watch that show. I can't do it.
I was hoping you were gonna sing it.
You don't watch the show. You can't.
Moving on. Thank you for ruining that. Moving on. To be fair, if they issued refunds to everyone in the adult league, the rink would go under.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I mean, is that sarcasm? Was that actual sarcasm?
Because
the rink.
No,
would...
because as much as they hate to admit it, hockey, especially the adult program, brings in a lot of money.
You mean to tell me charging players $500+
for 18 games?
Probably ends up coming out to like $1,500 a year per player.
Yeah, it's insanity, and there's over 500 players in the adult league.
Yeah, so
that is a
good chunk of change going to Jack's Ice's way.
Yeah, not that they'll ever admit it, but I digress.
Either way, even though we are without hockey, we have a great show ahead of us. We've got a fully loaded lineup. We've got PIMS, we've got start sits call ups, we've got a setup of the week, and we've got a main event. We are going to be drafting the draft. This week, we have the 2005 NHL Draft, and we are going to be doing
You're
our
having
classic,
a tough time with words, huh?
You know, I'm trying to, like, slow myself down. I'm trying
let
to...
Let me go ahead and stop you there. So today, on the podcast, we have the 2005 Redraft.
It's not the Redraft. It's
where
not
we
a redraft.
Will redraft.
It's not a redraft,
listen,
though.
Where we will redraft three forwards, two defensemen, and one goalie from the 2005 draft.
We're drafting
and that's
the
it, and that's all you
draft.
Have to say. That's all you had to say.
We're drafting the 2005 draft.
You're an idiot.
It's basically a good summary of that. That's our main event of the show.
I quit.
Get out.
Buddy, you need me.
I do. No, I don't need you. I can call Brett. I can call Brett easily.
Brett doesn't want to talk to you.
He doesn't want to talk to me. The kid hates me nowadays.
He does hate you. I don't blame him.
He doesn't.
You suck.
I do suck. But without further ado, Anthony, let's get on into it. Let's start off with our PIMS of the week.
PIMS of the week.
Yeah, you're already on the same page.
PIMS of the week.
Oh, this is perfect.
PIMS of the week.
Starting off with our 2 minutes going to the absolute disrespect of the great one. There's a lot of talk going around the sports world of Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everyone is like, oh my God, it's crazy. A superstar like this changing teams late in his career, blah, blah, blah. It rarely happens, and all these sites are posting these things about talking about how like Michael Jordan going switching teams and LeBron James switching teams and things like that. And not one of them have used the example of Wayne Gretzky leaving the Edmonton Oilers and going to the Los Angeles Kings. It's absolutely disrespectful.
It's asinine.
It's crazy. I can't believe it's come to this where I saw a post the other day. It was literally of Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform And then like six like different soccer players.
You think even Dwayne Wade made that one
Dwayne,
Bleacher Report?
Dwayne
I mean, no,
Wade,
no disrespect to him. This is not him. Come on.
I mean, come on. It's Wayne Gretzky. It's Wayne freaking Gretzky, man. Even ESPN did it the other day. I looked at ESPN. Well,
it was especially ESPN.
It's
they're the worst.
It's mind-blowing to just have Wayne Gretzky not even on this list. I don't know if it's because Wayne Gretzky got traded at a young point in his career and he didn't choose to leave. But either way, it's a star athlete, one of the greatest of all time, being in a jersey that no one expected him to be in. It's absolutely insane. 2 minutes going to the Gretzky disrespect. 4 minutes is going to the ECHL for stopping their checks going to the ECHL players with this stoppage. Anthony, you have a little bit more information on this. Why don't you dive
into
it?
Yeah, this is more, I would say the PIM is ECHL not paying their players. Not so much that they stop checks, because we know that a lot of GMs and owners of ECHL teams, they're not exactly in a position to dole out that money when there's no income, when no one's coming to the games, and they're not selling anything. So it's really not so much a PIM on them, it's just a PIM on the situation. The fact that these guys are professional athletes, this is their job 7 days a week, and the difference between an ECHL player and an NHL player are just little fine nuances. These are incredibly talented athletes who deserve to get their money. And unfortunately, as of this past Monday, that was their last check, and they're going to be without. They've already canceled their season for sure, so they know that they're not getting paid until next year. One small light out of that is Paul Bissonnette from the Spit and Chickens podcast is organizing a fundraiser to help get these guys paid. So hats off to him, and I hope that works. And maybe we can talk about this ECHL not paying their players in a different section of our show if Biznasty can get some money together for these guys.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there is a big difference though when it comes to the amount of money that these players in the ECHL make, because it's not like in the NHL, like if they stop getting paid, they can probably last a good bit based off of what they've already earned. But the ECHL players, they don't make a whole lot of money as it is. Most of these guys get summer jobs to continue their work, to continue getting paid, paying the bills. So them losing this money is actually a major hit to these guys, and it's a good thing that Biz is doing that, because it's needed. It's needed for these guys.
Absolutely. On average, a player on like an ECHL contract, not an AHL contract, in the ECHL, an actual ECHL contract, they're only making about, you know, $1,200 every couple weeks. So it's really not anything that they can sustain on a long-term basis if they're missing checks. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a huge hit to all the players in the ECHL. And now we move on to our 5 minutes here. Sticking with an ECHL theme, it's going out to First Coast.
I want you to take this one, buddy. I want you to feel this one. You're very passionate and very outspoken about this. I really want to hear it. Let's go.
So 5 minutes is going to First Coast News, the local news here in Jacksonville. They posted, or they did a segment on their show talking about the suspension of the season, or the cancellation of the season for the ECHL. And they showed highlights of the Jacksonville Icemen getting scored on twice against the Newfoundland Growlers. They scored two goals, showed both those highlights, and did not include a single positive highlight from the Icemen. I decided to challenge them on social media, showing them how to properly do a highlight video on this segment. It's absolutely insane to have that kind of disrespect to one of your local teams. I don't get it. What's your thoughts on this, Ant? Because I'm obviously heated about this. I was very tight about it. So what is your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The news is doing a huge disservice. And if I remember correctly, we've reached out to the news, local radio stations, to help them cover hockey, and we haven't really heard anything back. We haven't gotten too much back about that.
They don't need it.
And honestly, this is what happens when you have someone in there or a group of people in there who have no idea what's actually going on in hockey, especially right in your own backyard. So to me, it's embarrassing to the people who are running all the sports over there at First Coast News to leave out your professional hockey organization and to what did they do? They showed highlights of them getting scored on?
Yeah, they showed two highlights of them getting scored on. So it's just disrespectful to your
joke.
Team. Like, you're not even showing good highlights of your team. Like,
and they're a sponsor of the team.
They are. They are a sponsor of the team. So it's like, it's mind-blowing to have that disrespect.
This was an easy five.
100%. Definitely an easy five. 5 minutes going to First Coast News for the blatant disrespect of the Icemen. 4 minutes is going to the ECHL for stopping payments to their players, and 2 minutes is going to the Wayne Gretzky disrespect that all these sporting outlets are doing right now. Without further ado, though, Anthony, it's time to get into our quick question of the day. And we have this whole COVID 2020, whatever it's called, the coronavirus problems stopping league play. And a lot of fans are wondering what the season is going to look like when it does pick back up. And I want to know from you, what is your solution once the league resumes play?
Once the league resumes play, given it's not, if they can get back in there within the next month, I say by the end of April, if they can get back in there by the end of April, I'd say let's maybe cut the season down a little bit. Maybe take like the last five or six games off. Finish the regular season and then get into the playoffs as scheduled. It may shorten the summer a bit, but I feel like it would really be a kind of slap in the face to teams who have worked as hard as they have this year to claw their way into the playoffs. Teams that people weren't giving much of a chance, like the Canucks, who's overperformed this year, they deserve their time in the playoffs. I would hate to see a season that they've had go to waste, especially when their future is more uncertain than a lot of the other teams. They're just an example of that. But any of these teams in general who are, especially the bubble guys who are like, man, like this may not happen next year. So I would just absolutely hate to see they go to I really don't like the 24 team format. I think it's giving everyone a chance.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I love the Rangers. I don't think they deserve this chance to capitalize on the fact that they've just been playing well lately.
Yeah. I've seen a playoff bracket where somewhere a potential solution to this once the season returns, someone included all 31 teams in it. And the teams that are in the playoffs at this moment all have a bye week, and then like it's a best of one series. It was an absolute just cluster of
it seems like a lot of work to go through when they could really just shorten the regular season. I don't think that much is going to be changing from now to the end. I mean, besides those last few bubble teams, which, hey, everyone's playing under the same circumstances, so it's not like it's anyone has an unfair advantage. Get every team to play instead of 82, get every team to play like I think the Rangers were almost, I think they were almost at 70 games. So it's not like that. Get everyone to 75.
Yeah, I agree.
Take a week's worth of games, get everyone to 75, start the playoffs the following week. With all this time off, it's not going to be as crucial to space things out.
Yeah.
Get everything done quickly, have the playoffs the following week, and get rolling.
Yeah,
I feel like if the Stanley Cup is awarded, you know, 3 weeks later than it usually is, it's not going to have a crazy impact on the next season. Maybe you bump up the next season by like a couple weeks just to take into account maybe you don't play as many preseason games so you can get things started on time. But I would really love to see the traditional format. I don't want to see any kind of crazy games or any kind of niche things.
Best of three
series. I don't want any niche things. Best if necessary, I would say if this thing goes to like instead of the end of April, if it goes to like the end of May, then I wouldn't. I still like my idea to finish the regular season, a shortened regular season, and then maybe the first two rounds are best of three.
So you're okay. You're okay with the best of three shortening certain series of the playoffs.
It's absolutely not ideal.
Yeah,
it's absolutely not ideal. But I would much rather finish this season as normal as possible, and not interfere with next season at all.
Yeah.
But also feel like we're staying as true to it as possible and giving teams a fair shake.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the best possible solution. Obviously, whatever solution is they come up with, it all is dependent on when we actually can start the season, because
it's a huge piece. And right now, buddy, it is not looking good.
It is really
another
tough times.
Another player that they haven't announced to for the Ottawa Senators has been announced positive for coronavirus,
and that player was in the road trip to California. Yeah. That was the
so. The fact that it's spreading and not dying out and more players are actually coming out to have it, to me, it tells me that this may be a little longer than expected. Honestly, I was just kind of griping a little bit about, not wanting a 2014 playoffs or whatever, but if it meant getting hockey back,
I'll do anything
to get hockey back. I just don't think that that's the best way.
Would you put the Detroit Red Wings in the Stanley Cup Finals if that meant just getting hockey back?
No.
Because then you're
absolutely, you're not just like doing something that people disagree with.
You're embarrassing the league.
You're embarrassing the league yourselves. It's insulting.
Yeah, that's fair. That's definitely fair.
I have like a bad taste in my mouth.
And obviously we wish everyone to be safe throughout these hard times, because obviously we are without sports. But the true matter of all this is everyone staying safe, staying healthy. Take everyone's every the government's warnings for things. Take it seriously, because we want to see everyone, all the fans of the show, safe throughout this hard time. Anthony, it is now time, though, to move on to our starts, sits, and our call-ups. But first, we have a new sponsor of the show. It's Anchor. Anthony, let's get into starts, sits, call-ups, though. Who and where are you going first?
Let's go to my sit. I feel like I haven't done my sit first in a while. Let's do it. It's a pretty simple one.
Wild card.
I'm sitting the fact that there are no games to watch. There's nothing here. I can't even go to an illegal website and stream a Russian game. There is nothing going on. They even canceled beer league hockey, so I can't even go up to the rink and watch hockey.
Yeah, today's my...
This is the worst.
Today's my hockey day, and I'm like, I was telling Alicia the other day, or earlier, I was like, man, I don't know how to plan my day like accordingly now without hockey. It's just...
I know.
It's a big speed bump.
It sucks. It absolutely sucks. We're not playing. We're not watching. There's nothing going on. I think our next plan here is to buy a pair of roller skates and get some street hockey going.
Yeah, definitely go out to outdoor.
Yeah,
rinks.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to join a little Schmidt, maybe a little street hockey action. I think you told Vinny, you're saying there's a rink in St. John's County.
So I have the hookups to get into a neighborhood.
Let's hear about that.
Yeah, so I have the hookups to get into a neighborhood that has an outdoor rink, and I'm going to be trying to get some of the boys and anyone who wants to join in to play a little street hockey and get the juices going. Get the hockey fix going.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. It's about kind of scratching that itch there.
Yeah, especially now there's no men's league either for the foreseeable future.
There's nothing. We're not playing. We're not watching. Absolutely nothing. It's terrible right now.
So we are definitely going to try to get something going with that. Anthony, where are you going next?
I'm starting with a little bit of...
Wild card.
I'm starting with a start here, or you're going on to my start, I should say. Local news in New Jersey, and I've seen some other outlets, they're starting to cover NHL 20 simulations.
The Carolina Hurricanes covered theirs too.
Isn't that I think that's hilarious. It's funny, and it's like it just shows me how much people love the game across the United States that they're doing this just to get a little taste of hockey, even if it's just a video game. I applaud this on many levels. It's funny. It's cool, and it really just shows that the passion that people have out there for the game and how much they want it back.
So you mean to tell me that other news outlets around the world are covering NHL video games, and we can't even get the respect for our ECHL team here? It's unbelievable.
They even did it in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Their AHL team.
For the Hershey Bears, they even did simulations on the news for the Hershey Bears.
Unbelievable.
We could get that going here, First Coast News, with the Iceman are in the game. We could do some simulations for the rest of the year.
I'll screen record my games, man. Yeah. We can do it.
People listening, write in. Tell them that's what you want.
From the Power Play Podcast.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Where are you going to? Oh, well, obviously, you only have one spot to go next. So
last but not least, I am calling up. This is more of a personal call-up. I'm calling up goalie coaches, and that sounds vague, but there's a specific account on Instagram and on Snapchat. It's called Goalie Coaches, and the guys who run it, they're great guys. They're great coaches. They post a lot of great content, a lot of great videos. And if you subscribe to their account, which of course I do, I'm a goalie guy, they've been sending out quarantine emails for 10-day workout programs at home, and everything is geared to things that you can do at home. So it's helping you stay in touch with the game, a little bit in shape, and it's goalie-specific workouts. So for all you goalies out there, go out. Not a sponsor of the show.
Not a sponsor
but
of the show.
If you want something to do during this quarantine time, because you're bored, there's no games on, subscribe to Goalie Coaches and get your workout on.
Anthony went full Uncle Sam here, started pointing like he wants you to subscribe to Goalie Coaches
again,
online.
Not a sponsor of the show, just an awesome... I guess, I don't know if you can call them a company or just an awesome page on Instagram where I'm always watching their videos being like, oh, I could do that, and then I totally can't do it. But like, I've been watching videos on something. It's not new, but it's something that is becoming more prevalent in pro goalies. They had the butterfly push, which is instead of going from one end of the crease to the other on your feet, you put one knee down and you slide in the butterfly position. Pros and high-end coaches are getting away from that right now. They're trying to get goalies to stay on their feet longer and longer so they are more prepared for any shot to face. Because goalies are so quick these days, you can kind of afford it, but you want to be able to have more variety of your save selection and be able to do what you want with it when the puck's coming. So I know that was a little boring for all you non-goalies out there, But the this lateral push that they're training up in high end goalies now, it looks easy because I'm watching a lot of, you know, pro level, high end, junior level goalies do it. And then when I tried it on the ice last Monday, I was like, oh,
I can't do it. I can't.
I'm a terrible hockey player.
I can't do it. I can't do it. That was some good start sits call ups. I will definitely give it to you. And you know, you brought up the junior goalies and all, made me think about this, and I'm gonna sidebar it. I'm gonna 100% sidebar it.
Sidebar.
Yesterday marked the 5-year anniversary of me winning the Foster Cup in the Metropolitan Junior Hockey League, by the way.
Congratulations, brother.
It's a 5-year anniversary. A buddy of mine, Nikki Sorabella, posted on Facebook. I don't know if you've seen it because you're not my friend on Facebook.
You will not approve my friend request, buddy.
We will get into that. Maybe we'll get into that because I don't think the fans know about this.
Well, you know.
We'll get into it, though. My buddy Nikki, though, posted a video, a highlight video of our kind of road to that championship game and winning the championship. It's quite possibly one of the best groups of guys I've ever been with, and the 5-year anniversary just makes me miss every moment of it in Boston. Shout out to all the boys, Foster Cup for life, Boston Junior Rangers, 2K15, however you want to do it. Now, without further ado, my starts, sits, and call-ups. I'm starting good friend of the show, first ever guest on the pod. I'm starting Travis Jake. He announced his retirement from the game the other day, earlier this week. He spent 100. He had 177 pro games. He was an SPHL Defenseman of the Year. He was on our the inaugural Jacksonville Icemen team.
Yep.
We wish him nothing but the best. Congratulations on a great career. We hope he's obviously going to come back on the show.
I'm sure we'll have him on and see how retirement life's treating him.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. He's a great guy. We wish him nothing but the best. So I'm starting a great career out of Travis Jake, friend of the show. I'm sitting, and this is actually the first bit of hockey NHL talk we've really gotten into. I'm sitting the Chicago Blackhawks for not making any staff changes. They've already announced that they're not going to be firing their head coach. They're not going to be firing their GM. They're not going to be firing their president. No one's getting fired. And I feel like there has to be some type of change in Chicago, or they're just going to continue going down the road that they're headed.
I would like to speak to that.
Oh, okay.
They are making some genius moves long term. Because, okay, they've won their 3 Stanley Cups with the boys, with Taves, with Kane. They're not going to win any more cups with that core group. As talented and as skilled as they are, they're not getting any younger, and they just lost half a season. So what I'm saying is they're preparing now to get some higher picks, and they're not really worried about mixing it up because they're not trying to win in the next few years. They're just not.
But are they, though? Are they preparing by getting higher picks? Because, I mean, they really haven't done... They haven't done much. I think they made one deal for trading away a younger player.
What's that young kid they have now? Kirby Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the draft, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But they didn't trade for that pick. They fell into...
I didn't say anything about trading.
I'm just saying...
What are you talking about?
You're saying in bringing in picks. You just said you're bringing in picks for the rebuild.
You get higher picks. Yes, yes.
But the thing is they're not bringing in any extra picks. They're just taking what they can get. It's a very slow process. I mean, you look at a team like the New York Rangers who have actually been aggressive in their rebuild. They're not being aggressive is my point. That's what I'm saying. Like
that's fine. We have seen how patience pays off in Pittsburgh. We've seen how it paid off in Chicago with the two picks they have now. Chicago hockey used to be almost, I mean, it was the NHL equivalent to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They were so bad, blacking out games. I know I'm going to get crap for that. I know there were still fans going to the games. I get it, but they were blacking out. They were in a real rough spot for a long time before Taves and Kane came along.
Yeah, I get that part. But what I'm saying is,
then they were at the height, so they're not going to be there forever. They've already started going down. So why not just?
So you're going to keep the same regime on why they're going down. So you're just going to keep the same regime. I mean,
I think they're not as worried about replacing them right now. I think they're okay. Well, we're going to get some picks here. We'll see where we're at. Maybe when we're ready to start being competitive again, maybe we'll readjust. And I think that they're taking after what Stevie Y is doing in Detroit as well, where he's like, you know, we're going to be bad for like 3 years, but then man, we're going to be on top again for 10 years.
But I mean,
I think that the 3 years that they're going to be down is going to be worth it to the fans in the long run.
One of the problems though is they're ruining relationships. You've seen him ruin a relationship with Artemi Panarin. You've seen him ruin a relationship with Tuivasa Teravainen, however you pronounce his first name. And now you see it this season with Robin Lehner, who wanted to be in Chicago, And I mean, you have Corey Crawford. You're going to end up getting rid of Corey Crawford, right? You can't keep Corey Crawford.
I feel like what you're saying is very irrelevant.
But you're ruining.
They had to get rid of Panarin. They had to get rid of Teravainen.
It's not
because they're paying their stars who won them three Stanley Cups.
It's
buddy.
Not that you.
It
had
already
to,
happened. It was already proven to be a good move to let those guys go because they won their cups.
It's not that they got rid of them is the problem. It's how they're getting rid of them. There was a relationship burned between Robin Leonard.
What are you talking about?
Have you not?
Who
seen
cares?
I mean, it just it makes Robin you not want to play for this team.
Robin Leonard's not giving them
Anthony,
a Stanley Cup.
Are you? If you're a free agent in the NHL, are you going to want to play for an organization that doesn't give a shit about your players?
I think that you're being a little harsh on the Chicago Blackhawks right now.
I'm just saying, man, it's a negative.
I feel like they're not being affected in that way. I feel like free agents are not saying, I don't want to go to Chicago right now because of the ownership. Maybe free agents aren't going there right now because they know they're not going to win.
No, I'm honestly...
But I don't think that they need to be stockpiling free agents right now who are going to help them win now because, as I said 5 minutes ago, you weren't listening, obviously, is that they're not trying to win now.
That wasn't my point, though. It's not about free agents not wanting to come. It's going to end up hurting that team eventually if you keep ruining relationships.
You're not making any sense.
We're going to go into my call-up now. I'm calling up Cole Caulfield for making the right decision for staying at Wisconsin. Wisconsin struggled this past season in the Big Ten. They had all the NHL talent in the world, and they came out with a last place finish in the Big Ten. Cole Caulfield decides to stay, continue developing his career. Lots of players from that Wisconsin team have already signed NHL deals. Speaking of Keandre Miller goes to the New York Rangers.
Derek
Alex Turcotte.
Stepon.
That's beside the point.
Didn't McDonough play at Wisconsin?
Yeah, McDonough played at Wisconsin.
Yeah, there you go.
Lots of talent have come.
A lot of NHL. Well, my point was a lot of NHL talent has come from Wisconsin, so I'm actually agreeing with you here.
That wasn't my point, but yeah. But Cole Caulfield decides to stay and continue his career at Wisconsin. He's a smaller player. He's one of the best goal scorers in college hockey. And out of all the prospects in the world right now, he is considered one of the top goal scorers. And he could have easily said, okay, I'm going to sign. I'm going to load up right now. I'm ready to go. But instead, he takes a step back, looks at his play, and says, okay, I need another year of development. I think that is what college players should be doing. I think they should be taking their time in college, developing their game, growing their game, and then taking the opportunity in the NHL when the time is right instead of going right away. So I'm calling up Cole Caulfield for a great decision to stay back, especially on a Wisconsin team. This Wisconsin team was going to be one of my sits in the past couple weeks, but kind of got overpowered by other sits. This Wisconsin team, like I said earlier, had tons of NHL talent. Alex Turcotte for Los Angeles, Keandre Miller with the Rangers, Cole Caulfield with Montreal. Lots of NHL talent, and they finished last.
Doesn't matter how much talent you have if you can't harness that talent for the betterment of the team.
And that's where I say it's really good for Cole Caulfield to stay, because with all that talent, they couldn't do anything. He wants to actually do something and make his mark at Wisconsin. So good on you for staying there, Cole Caulfield. Anthony, it is now time for your time. It's your time to shine here. It's setup of the week time. Where are you going here, buddy?
I am going to one of the smaller goaltenders in the National Hockey League. I'm not talking about Dustin Tokarski. I'm talking about UC Saros of the Nashville Predators. This is another team who's using that tandem system, and he's been playing so well before the stoppage that he was almost overtaking Pecorine, who's had a rough regular season, who usually struggles in the playoffs, but he's been just brutal in the regular season. So UC Saros, not to get away from his sick style, but he's been playing lights out for his team, helping them make a playoff push. Back to the pads, though. A beautiful set of all yellow. You know I'm a solid color guy. Solid color, yellow, CCM E-Flex 4s, beauty pads, got the dark blue CCM logos to match the team. I'm in love with these pads. Also, I'm in love with this quote. If the size was all that mattered, the elephant would be the king of the jungle. This guy is an absolute warrior. Undersized goalie. You don't see a lot of undersized goalies in the NHL, especially today. So he has a special place in my heart, and those pads have a special place in my heart as well.
Kind of jocking Pecorine style, though. Pecorine had the all-yellow pads at one point, didn't he?
No.
No? I thought Pecorine had all-yellow pads. Are you sure about that? You sure? No. Positive?
He's never had all-yellow pads.
All right. We'll all look into that then.
No. So you're thinking of the flower.
I know Flower had all yellow pads, but I know Pecorine also had all blue pads.
The Flower and what's his name, Marty Turco.
Yeah, well, Pecorine also had all the all blue pads. I remember that.
Yeah, the all, but they weren't all blue. They were blue, yeah. Base with the yellow trim.
I feel like he had all yellow pads. There it is, all yellow pads, Pecorine. Look at that. No. Look at that, 74. That's Pecorine. 74, Pecorine. That's Pecorine, buddy. That's Pecorine. Is that Pecorine? Oh, it is UC Soros.
UC Soros.
I messed up. Oops.
You dumb ass. Oops. Pecorine is number 35.
Yeah. Oops. Oops. That's a tough one. That's an honorary sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Vinny, I am sitting you for the rest of your life.
That's fair. I quit the pod. That's it. All right. Done. Game over.
Welcome in to another edition of the Power Play Podcast with me and only me, Anthony.
Solo edition. All right. It is now time, though, for our main event of the evening. It is time to draft the draft, the 2005 NHL draft. Anthony, I'll let you have the first pick. Where are you going first?
With my 101, I take Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby. Can you pronounce where you skated at?
Rimouski.
Rimouski Oceanic.
Yeah.
Out of where? What junior league?
The Q.
Thank you for the
Quebec Major Junior Hockey.
Thank you, big hockey guy. You got to say the Q for that one. So you're taking Sidney Crosby with your first pick of the draft. I am next on the clock. You go for the best player available. I go for the best goaltender available, and I'm taking Carey Price with my next pick, or with my second overall pick. I'm taking Carey Price with my third pick. I am going to take. Ooh, this is a tough one. Now it starts to get tough because there was two obvious. One, there was a 101 and there was a 102. Obviously, Sidney Crosby, and I felt like Carey Price was the obvious 102. You go for best player. You go for best goalie. I think I'm gonna match your Sidney Crosby, and I'm gonna go with Anze Kopitar for the Los Angeles Kings. I'm going with Anze Kopitar. He is an absolute stud, big body center. He's obviously not your Sidney Crosby, but he's a big body center. He knows what he's doing with the puck. Anze Kopitar is my next pick. Anthony, where are you going next?
Well, I'd first like to point out what a huge mistake you just made picking a goalie, because now I know how to pick my goalie till the end, and that wasn't even the goalie I was going to pick.
Why? You would pick Jonathan Quick over him?
I'm going to save my pick for the end because, obviously, I can.
That's fair.
I'm allowed to. No, I am going to go with the St. Louis Blues draft pick, TJ Oshie.
TJ Oshie?
Current Washington Capital.
That's a good pick. That is a good pick. You're on the turn, though, so you can... You can take another guy if you want. I can go again if you really don't want to. But you know, I'll.
I'm gonna go ahead. We get five picks all overall.
Yeah, overall we get five picks.
Let's
yep.
see here. I'm looking down this list here. I'm gonna go with the comeback kid here, Bobby Ryan.
Oh, that's an. I wouldn't have taken Bobby Ryan. That he wasn't even on my list. He wasn't even on my list.
You're a loser. So
you're going with Bobby Ryan, and you're going with TJ Oshie. The TJ Oshie pick is a good pick. Now you have not taken a defenseman yet, and I feel like I need to kind of take my two defensemen here with this pick, and I'm going with Keith Yandle, Mr. Keith Yandle. I'm not going to say the catchphrase because that's not our show. That's not our bit. Keith Yandle, and I'm going to take someone who I think is underrated, and I'm taking Mark-Edward Vlasic from the San Jose Sharks. I think he's one of the few guys in this league today that actually plays a shutdown defenseman game. I'm locking up my defenseman. You have locked up your forwards. I'm locking up my defenseman. I'm going Keith Yandle, and I'm going with Mark-Edward Vlasic. Good luck taking your defenseman because it's weak from here on out.
No, I'll get Mark Stahl.
Like I said, it's weak
okay,
from here on out.
Mark Stahl is older now, buddy. But he's had a hell of an NHL career.
Oh, I messed up.
If you're looking from 2005 to now, you're talking about 15 years. The guy, I mean, the only reason he's ever missed a game is because of injury.
I shouldn't have taken a goalie.
I'm just
looking at the goalie class from this. This is a loaded goalie class. This is a loaded goalie class. No, I Mark Stahl had his prime. He was a good player at one point. I'm just not. He just wouldn't be my go-to guy. I'm not.
So this is actually a 6-round draft, not a 5-round draft.
Because of goalie. So yeah, it's a 6-round draft. Bad. Yep, you messed up on that one. So you're going with Mark Stahl, and who are you going with on the turn?
Let's see here. I got to get another defenseman. Yep. I am dead air.
Crowd air. Where are you going with that? Are you going to take your goalie? You might as well take your goalie
because I
have my defenseman though. So you.
I want to take your defenseman is my problem.
I already have both of my defensemen.
Oh yeah, both of your defensemen.
That's what I'm
also saying.
You could take a goalie too at this point.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Tuukka.
You're going to take two. See, that's the thing. I didn't realize how stacked this class was for goalies.
Absolutely stacked class for goaltenders.
It is. It's unreal the amount of talent out of the goaltending position here in this class. It really is. I mean, you look at the goalies on this list. You got Tuukka. You got Ben Bishop. You got Carey Price. You got Jonathan Quick. This was a stacked goalie
class. I was between
class.
Quickie and Tuukka, because Quickie at his prime may be the best goalie in this draft. Better than Price. But I'm trying to go more like who'd I want right now.
Okay, wait a second. So you're going with who you'd want right now, and then you end up picking Mark Stahl?
I stand by my solid decision. Absolute. He's a wily veteran. So in the locker room, he's huge. And if you were
injury prone,
if you actually paid attention to the games when they're on TV, you'd see that Mark Stahl is actually having a pretty good season defensively.
He's not, though. I am actually watching the games on TV.
The thing is, I understand right now Stahl is not playing against anyone's top lines, but he's doing a great job playing against those second, third line guys, and he's being responsible defensively.
But he is playing against other top lines because he's on the penalty kill unit. He's playing
so
against
on the
top
PK, five on five, he's not.
So, but he's still playing against top units on the power play, and I'm just watching him be slow and flat-footed half of the time because his speed isn't there anymore.
He's lost his speed.
And that's where I see the problem.
He's lost his speed a little bit, I'll give you that.
So I'm going with my final two picks of this draft. I'm completing my forwards with Paul Stastny out of the University of Denver, currently playing for the Winnipeg Jets. Where's Paul Stastny play right now?
Paul Stastny?
Yeah.
He plays in Vegas.
Oh, he did get traded. Oh man!
Yeah, you're 0-2, buddy.
I'm just trying to remember.
Actually, you're like 0-1,000,000.
That's because of how long I have been without hockey. I'm just absolutely just lost. Okay, so I'm taking Paul Stastny and I'm taking the real deal, James Neal. He is another player who kind of fell off a little bit, but in his prime, the real deal, James Neal, was exactly that. He was the real deal, and I'm taking James Neal to finish out my forward to finish out. My forward unit. So my team looks like Anze Kopitar, the real deal James Neal, Paul Stastny. My defense is Mark Edward Vlasic and Keith Yandel. And my goaltender is Carey Price. That is my team. Anthony, you have one pick remaining, and it is a defenseman. And I know you're looking at it here, buddy, and I'm like, okay, I'm in the clear because you don't have – there really isn't – I mean, there is defenseman.
I'm going to go with Stanley Cup champion Chris Letang.
Oof, terrible pick. Terrible pick. Unreal.
Guy who won three Stanley Cups.
Yeah,
Stanley
I know.
Right.
I know. I just have never been a big fan of Chris Letang. Jake came on the show and he kind of convinced me to be a fan of Chris Letang, but I'm still not. I'm not sold on Chris Letang. So I'm happy that you have him on your team because I did not want him. Anthony, read off your team here, buddy.
I got Crosby, Oshie, and Ryan, and then on the back end I got Stahl and Letang, and between the pipes I got Tuukka Rask. I made a boo-boo.
Why?
I started writing down your guys, and I missed the last two picks you made.
Paul Stastny and the real deal, James Neal. It's okay.
Gotcha.
So for one last time, my team is Anze Kopitar, the real deal, James Neal, Paul Stastny, Mark Edward Vlasic, and Keith Yandel. And in between the pipes, probably one of the top goaltenders in the league, Carey Price. You think Carey Price is still a top goaltender in the league? What do you say?
It's getting harder to say it just because he hasn't had a lot of healthy seasons. And it's been more of like the hype versus the actual, he's doing it. And on top of that, you know, with this season kind of being a wash, they're not going to make the playoffs again. He's getting older by another year. Next season, he's only going to be in his prime and at the top of his game for so long. On top of being injury prone, there are, I'd say right now, there's probably five or six goalies that I'd want on my team before Carey Price.
Right now. I mean, you say he was a top goaltender, though, correct?
He's always been billed as one, yes. It's like you've never really seen him live up to that.
That's fair.
I love Carey Price because it's more of a consistency issue because we've all seen him be like, whoa,
yeah,
this guy is unreal. And that's not a diss on him. I know he's been playing hurt pretty much his entire NHL career. I'm sure even now that he hasn't been missing games, but I'm sure he's not 100%. And he has played well, but I don't think he's played as well as like him being billed as the NHL's number one goalie. And you hear a lot of top analysts bill him as the number one goalie, and I totally understand the argument for it. It's just me personally, we just haven't seen it in action enough for me to consider him at the top. I'd say five or maybe even six goalies that I would pick right now ahead of him if I was just piecing together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100. I would definitely agree with that. Now, on your back end, you have Tuukka Rask, and there's a lot of hate that comes in for Tuukka Rask here.
A lot of hate, especially out of the Boston area.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that? Does Tuukka Rask deserve that hate? He hasn't won a cup for them.
unpopular opinion here. I think Tuukka Rask may be the Boston Bruins' all-time best goaltender.
Over Tim Thomas?
Tim Thomas had one lucky good season when they won the cup. And I think they... Okay.
Terrible style.
The worst. First
awful,
of all, the worst style in the league.
Awful style.
I honestly, I'll be honest, Timmy played so well that year, I don't know if they would have won without him.
Oh, Timmy Thomas, you're nuts for calling him garbage.
But that's the only good season. That's the only memorable season he's ever had. I know he's had a lot of concussion issues. He wasn't right for a long time, and he came out and said that. So it's no disrespect to him as a person. I think Tuukka Rask is the best all-time Bruins goaltender.
That is definitely a fair point, and I can agree with that.
It's unfortunate that they haven't won the cup with him as the starter. But he's brought him there twice. If you watch the playoffs last year,
he
kept him in games. You can't possibly blame him for any people who do are just bitter Bruins fans.
What are you talking about? Of course I can blame Tuukka.
I know a lot of the Boston media puts a lot of blame on him. It's not him.
That's fair. On that note, Anthony, that is our draft. We're gonna post those draft results on Twitter. You can vote all week long at the Power Play Pod. And let me plug the show here because I didn't plug it in the beginning like I should have.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't plug the show 9 times today.
Yeah, I didn't, okay? That's why we have a shorter show. On that note, folks, don't forget to follow the boys on social media at the Power Play Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to like and leave us a review on any platform you're listening. That's Apple Podcasts. We are literally everywhere now. You can get us on all podcasting platforms. Drop a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Anthony, do you have any final words?
Nope, nothing. We covered, I think, everything we could have. We are going to stay with our weekly episodes. We're not changing, even if the league's not playing. Conversations might get a little weird because there's literally no news happening right now.
We almost consider calling our older brother on this show.
Who knows nothing about hockey.
Yes. So that's where we're at here, folks.
That is exactly where we're at here. But we will continue to pump out some content, some more redrafts. Maybe next week we'll do a little more Two Truths and a Lie. But we're gonna keep it coming for you guys because we enjoy this. And we know that everyone, including ourselves, is just itching to hear anything about hockey. So we're going to try to keep everyone entertained in the meantime while we wait for this NHL season to resume.
No doubt. Couldn't have said it better myself. On that note, folks, for Anthony the backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See you.